WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A jury Wednesday convicted Sean Diddy Combs of prostitution-related offenses, but acquitted him of the more serious racketeering conspiracy offenses. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo says the jury got it right enough.
It's a great victory for Sean Combs. It's a great victory for the jury system.
But Combs was denied bail and will remain in jail ahead of his sentencing originally set for October. The judge agreeing to move that earlier, but has not yet set a date. Brian Koberger changing his story, now pleading guilty to killing four University of Idaho college students in the fall of 2022, and a deal that will have him serving four consecutive life sentences, but will spare him the death penalty. A shooting at the Oglethorpe Mall in Savannah, Georgia. Three people with what are being called non-life-threatening injuries. The police chief saying it was not random. At least 15 people on board injured after a small skydiving plane went off the runway at a southern New Jersey airport Wednesday afternoon. This is ABC News. A federal judge in Washington has ruled against the Trump administration and its efforts to limit asylum cases at the southern border.
On his first day back in office, President Trump signed an order declaring an invasion had been underway at the southern border. That proclamation made applying for asylum all but impossible. Now, in a 128-page order, Obama-appointed District Court Judge Randolph Moss says Trump can't adopt his own alternative immigration system or ignore the laws passed by Congress. Moss says the statutes require the government to give migrants the option of applying for asylum. The judge has paused his order for 2 weeks to allow for a likely appeal by the Trump administration.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Kraft Heinz recalling over 367,000 pounds of fully cooked Oscar Mayer turkey bacon due to possible listeria contamination. The USDA says there have been no illnesses reported. The NHL Players Association and international officials finalizing a deal to send players to the 2026 Olympic Games in Milan Cortina. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A doubleheader in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Mets tonight in Game 2 of their doubleheader at Citibank Field in Queens. In Game 1, home runs today for the Brewers by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins with his fifth of the season. Then, top of the sixth, bases loaded. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with his second at bat.
There's a drive deep into left field, and it is a grand slam for Joey Ortiz. And then some. The Brewers have blown it open in the sixth inning.
It was Ortiz's first career grand slam as the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Did it help they held the Mets to just two hits?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers and storms ending, partly cloudy skies through the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-60s, light winds. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, a light northeast breeze, highs in the lower 80s. Could see a few showers and storms. It'll be hotter on the 4th. It's 69 at our studios.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Dan Schaefer, political editor at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area, will be here to update us live on the latest of the state budget and another holiday edition of What's Worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is what I love, Madison. There's so many weird things. Bennett's Meadowwood Country Club, which is a bar and not a country club, they have an event called Smut and Eggs. You show up for eggs and you watch a porn film while you eat breakfast. I have trouble watching a PG-13 movie when I eat breakfast. It's more of a dinner thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice group orgy and some pasta.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Wednesday, July the 2nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
That's right. We made it halfway through the week here, a short work week. We are in with a live show tomorrow. Our very own political editor, founder of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, will be here at 2:30 tomorrow to continue to help us recombobulate, following a lot of stories for you still this holiday week. Amongst them, the Wisconsin State Senate is taking up the new budget bill passed by the Joint Finance Committee yesterday. As Pat Kreitlow reported for us on this program last hour, the state Senate in session right now on the floor, taking up a number of Democratic amendments, 20-some. All are expected to be voted down before final passage, and then it will go to the Assembly. Assuming there are no changes, the Assembly would have to pass that and then send it to Governor Evers' desk. He has said if it is the way that they agreed upon, he has said he's going to limit his veto pen and would not veto out, line item veto anything out that he and Voss agreed upon in their deal. So a lot of things are yet to be happening. And then he says after he signs it, he will make a decision on whether to run for a third term for Wisconsin governor. So lots of news to be broken here yet this holiday week. Also out in Washington, D.C., the budget reconciliation bill skimmed by the skin of its teeth, as my grandma used to say. J.D. Vance had to cast the tie-breaking vote in the U.S. Senate to get the budget to the House of Representatives. And now the House having some trouble keeping getting it to happen over there. And some breaking news on this. Our own Derek Van Orten was actually quoted. And I'm struggling. I'm not sure whether I think it's part of a quote. We can say it's a quote, right? We can use that.
I think you can say it.
We can say that.
We can. All right.
I don't think because George Carlin uses – doesn't cite that word.
I don't want to belabor the word, but I think it's important in this case because it's a direct quote, and now it's kind of blowing up all over social media. And so I think it's an important thing to report. So Kenzie – and I apologize. I'm probably going to butcher her last name pronunciation. Is N-G-U-Y-E-N. Nijen. Kenzie Nijen of Punchbowl News, who in her social media on X lists herself as an intern and a journalism student at Punchbowl News. She posted on socials a couple hours ago
a direct quote from Representative of Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, Derek Van Orden. And this is a direct quote from Congressman Van Orden of Wisconsin. Quote, "The President of the United States didn't give us an assignment. We're not a bunch of little bitches around here, okay? I'm a member of Congress. I represent almost 800,000 Wisconsinites," unquote. Direct quote being reported by Punchbowl News from Derek Van Orden on the budget reconciliation bill. Now, Representative Van Orden's office has not just, and for anybody who follows this guy, Van Orden, on social media, he tweets incessantly. But this is coming from his official press office social media account. It says this, quote, "This is why the American people can't stand the mainstream press. Ms. Nijin failed to provide the context of her question, which asked if the Republican Party is being, quote, led by the nose by President Trump," unquote. She also conveniently omitted the rest of Representative Van Orden's response, where he stated that President Trump is the leader of the GOP and House Republicans are working in close collaboration with the administration on this bill. Representative Van Orden looks forward to passing the One Big Beautiful Bill and getting it to President Trump's desk to be signed into law, unquote. I don't know, Trigvi Olson, you've been around D.C. a long time, worked for people like Mitch McConnell, John McCain, and others. What do you make of this pretty visceral response by Derek Van Orden here to an honest question, I think, by this young reporter? It's blunt, right? I mean, Derek Van Orden likes to claim he's a former Navy SEAL, tough guy, and so the reporter just says, hey, are Republicans being led by the nose by President Trump? And he starts going on and on, you know, how they're, you know, I'll not continue to use the word outside of the context of the quote, but basically says, you know, it says, not basically, he said, you know, we're not a bunch of little witches.
Well, he, yeah.
Lean up a little bit, Trigg.
I would say what his press office is doing is a retreat. Like,
right.
He looks like the French military, not a Navy SEAL, in the quickness of his throwing down his gun and retreating from Donald Trump. He's in on, I mean, I don't feel sorry for Derek Van Odwan one bit, because he makes what he reaps what he sows. But he's in an awkward spot, in the sense that his original quote was probably about trying to appease voters in Western Wisconsin, where he faces a little bit of an election peril, well, simultaneously trying to maintain fidelity to the supreme leader, Donald Trump. And so he's now successfully having it every way possible.
Yeah. Our friend, a viewer on Facebook, Sarah Cheney, who is helping me out with the pronunciation. Appreciate that, Sarah. The reporter's last name is pronounced Wen, she says. So it's Kenzie Wen. Appreciate that, Sarah. Thank you so very much. But this to me, Trigvi, says a lot more here. And you kind of hit on it in the break when you said, look, this is a guy, he's worried. He's kind of worried, because here's a young female reporter who's not afraid to go up against this bully. And I don't think she's being disrespectful. She's using blunt language. Hey, you know, are Republicans being led by the nose by President Trump? I don't think you've been in Washington a long time. That's not an unfair question, right?
No, it's a very fair question.
Very fair question.
It's honestly a really good question from a young journalist. I mean, but let's face it, you know, Derek Van Odwan has a long history with interns and yelling
and
at
women.
Them and screaming at them. And
right.
Yeah, right.
So. I mean, he has no respect for young people. No, I mean, this is a guy who yelled at a young teenager or a teenager in the library, a volunteer, over an LGBTQ pride display. Then he yells at teenagers in the state capitol after admittedly having too much to drink and for taking pictures, laying down and taking pictures of the capitol, which is something that is commonly done out there. The guy is nothing but a bully. And I think that you're right, Trigvi. I think he's worried. Rebecca Cook seems to have the Democratic nomination all but locked up. It'll be her third try. Democrats are coalescing around her.
The DNC seems to be willing to put in a lot of money. And I think that, and who knows, I still maintain there's another candidate that may get in this race that may shake it up. I think that Darren Van Orden is nervous about re-election, Drigby.
Yeah, no doubt he should be, right? Like, you know the nature that you've run races in the 3rd Congressional District. 3rd Congressional District, you know, it leans slightly right, but let's face it, Donald Trump is underwater in the state of Wisconsin. And, yeah. You know, so, yeah, Derek Van Odwan is going to be doing people in Western Wisconsin are going to watch him throughout this campaign try and have it both ways incessantly. On the one hand, he is going to be saying to his Trump base how Trumpy he is, and he's going to be telling everybody else how he's not Trumpy.
Well, who say? Speaking of, here's classic rock. This was a banned song at WRCO Radio when I was a DJ there. Oh, who sang the Bitches Back?
Elton John sang that.
Elton John sang that?
You don't need to be Terry Barr to know that.
Like, you just need to be Trigby Olsen.
You can be me and
so,
know that.
So, you know, maybe that, you know, what they need is one of these trucks that follows them around and just keep playing that song for Derek Van Orden.
Yeah, or Sanitarium by Metallica right. Might be a good one, too. For whom the bell tolls.
All right, 16 minutes past the hour. This is one of Trigby's favorite segments when he can stay with us. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11, at least most 11. Brewers postgame show might be going on some of our stations across Civic Media. Brewers won game one, by the way, 7-2. They'll take on the Mets in the doubleheader later on this afternoon across many of our Civic Media stations. The Miz on the mound for Milwaukee. All right, time once again to play What's Worse. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says, because I think a lot of people are going to be spending time in one and or both of these places over the 4th of July weekend. Category today, what's worse, beer tents or parades? Beer tents or parades? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today, your Apple or Android device. It's free, takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. What's worse, beer tents or parades? 855-752-4842. Trigby, like me, you've spent a lot of time during the summer on the campaign trail at festivals and spent a lot of time in both beer tents and parades. What's your thoughts?
Todd, this is why I like giving you an extra 20 minutes of my week.
He graces us with his presence.
Todd.
Yes.
Neither of these is worse.
All right.
These are the things that make Wisconsin fantastic. And quite frankly, anybody who's been to River Falls days or Lumberjack days or I don't know in Cudahy what they have, but I'm sure they have one. You want to go to the parade and then hit the beer tent, Todd.
Well, true, right?
And maybe even do a little polka, and neither of them are worse.
Yeah, that was his best Tom.
These are all, this should be
Tommy
what is more
voice.
This should be what is more awesome,
right? Now people have opinions.
This is like, what's worse, catching walleyes in Wisconsin or catching sunfish in Wisconsin, Todd?
Steve in Milwaukee on WAUK says parades every day, too damn hot. Parades are definitely worse. Let's see here. Scott in Madison on WMDX says, I'm thinking a beer tent at a parade. Now that's awesome. See, that's a guy.
Honestly, you know what? That would be so great. You get a semi-trailer, right? One of those flatbeds,
yeah,
and haul it with a beer tent on it. Honestly, I got to get my buddies together, and we need to do that before we die at River Falls days.
855-752-4842.
Literally, we're going to get DW. Yep.
All right, hang on. We have time. Tom says we got a car. He's waving me off. Yeah, we do, but we got the break. We can't. That's a taboo.
Todd, I can't. This question is like literally. What are we gonna have next? What's worse, bratwurst or cheese curds?
All right, thanks, Trivia. The category is big tent. No, big tent. Beer tents or parades? 855.
You got a problem? I got a plane to catch.
Bye, Trivia. Thank you. Come on back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs. After months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners, the funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
All across Wisconsin this holiday weekend, all kinds of 4th of July independent celebrations. You're going to hear a lot of polkas, a lot of beer music, a lot of beer, beer tents, and parades. This is part of what makes Wisconsin great. And there's a couple of people that are like, well, why are you celebrating in these times? Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States? I get the sentiment a little bit, but to me, That's say that you're going to define America and the American ideal in political terms. I don't. I define it in terms of what the founding fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. As Joe Biden says, we never fully achieved it, but we keep striving. It's that American ideal. Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. That all men, the language of the time, but all people, I would say, are created equal. The idea that America offers to anyone who's willing to work hard, to come here, to be a citizen, opportunity. And yes, I get it. That is being challenged more than any time since the Civil War, perhaps, right now in this country. I might throw in the
1964 civil rights movement as well. Yeah, there's been really tough times, and one of them is right now. But we should continue to live up to the ideal and fly the flag. It's not a flag of partisanship. It shouldn't be. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, beer tents or parades? Let's go to Jimmy listening to WMDX in Madison. Jimmy, thanks for holding. Beer tents or parades? What's worse?
Oh, come on. If you've lived in Wisconsin, I lived in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fun to be around in Texas. It's hot. But in Wisconsin, your beer tents come with bees and wasps.
Well, that's true sometimes, right?
And in Texas, they drink Old Milwaukee, Bud Light. They drink all of these light beers.
Right.
Up here in Wisconsin, we tend to drink these heavier beers. So I asked my dad, how come I don't see any bees down in Texas, but I see them here? And my dad says that's because they don't like water.
Well, maybe that's true. Day. You too. Thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Nicely done, Jimmy. 855-752-4842. What's worse, beer tents or parades? Our own Tony, watching on YouTube, always doing a great job, says beer tents are great. Parades? Awful.
Care right. to elaborate?
Heather on WCFW, the Tap in Eau Claire, watching on Facebook, says a crowded beer tent is worse. People get sloppy. I think that's true. People, yeah, especially late at night, towards the end, you don't want to be in a crowded beer tent at that time, certainly. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What else? We got the old text line there. Is there anything else on John in Menominee Falls? Parades are worse. I'm embarrassed to be an American, but I'm never embarrassed to be a beer drinker. Okay, well, there you go. That's one. Who had the fishing one? That was Mark, was it?
Yeah, Mark compared it.
Because Trigvy was saying, you know, well, why are you doing this? That's like, say, what's the worst, catching a muskie or a northern? And Mark compared to Sack says, catching any kind of fish is great. Sheep's head, white bass, bullhead, suckers, and even, dare I say it, even carp. I've even caught moonies in the Wisconsin River. The moonie, what's the, I don't even know, if I know what kind of fish that
moon
is.
Moon eye?
Moon eye, moonie, I don't know. Is that like a Hare Krishna, the moonies? I'm not sure. Thanks, Mark, I always appreciate it. What's worse, beer tents or parades? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zombers?
This is a tough one, you know, because both have their downsides. Mm. Parades can go on long and potentially be boring if they're not that well set up, but they can also be a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun to be in.
Right.
And beer tents can be crowded and messy, and as Jimmy mentioned, full of bees. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to say that beer tents are worse because if I want to drink, I can go home. I can't do a parade at home.
Well, you could. Just parade
it
around.
It would be very underwhelming.
Parade around the house. Hey, did your parents growing up, anybody ever use that term? Like, well, they're parading around their house in their underwear.
Yeah. You know what? Good point.
And in this kind of weather, if you stop by Summer's neighborhood, you might see him parading around the house in his underwear.
Hey, since I got my medication sorted out, not so much.
Oh,
in
really?
College, absolutely.
Okay, very good. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, beer tents or parades? This is a tough one for me. A bad parade is bad. I mean, I've been to a couple of bad, like if there's like a block in between units and all that kind of jazz, you don't want that.
That's a very bad parade, yeah.
Very bad parade. But in general, I think you're right. People enjoy a parade. Kids like the candy, that all that kind of stuff. Beer, I love a good beer tent. Like you go down to Oktoberfest in beautiful New Glarus.
Oh, yeah.
Where you got Boogie and the Yo-Yos playing. You go to that tent and it's just a party. But yeah, I'll agree with my sister Heather on Facebook that a crowded beer tent, especially late in the day and where people are getting sloppy, and you don't want that. So, I mean, both are good. But if I had to choose, I'd say beer tents are worse. Mark in Pertisac says, moon eyes look like a herring. Wow. I didn't know that.
Lennon Madison says beer tents are worse because they don't include the youths. Yeah. The youth and the children is actually what it says.
The youth. The youth and the children. Love it. Thanks, man. Len, I appreciate it. All right. There's another edition of What's Worse. We'll be back again tomorrow with a live show. And then on Friday, Independence Day, have some 4th of July music for you, some reflections on the holiday, a little appearance by the late, great Charles Kuralt of CBS on Independence Day.
But and in the free meantime, ticket Friday.
And it's free ticket Friday. That's right. Brewers tickets on Friday as well. Don't forget about that. Come on back. More after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Grab a partner. Do a polka.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A jury Wednesday convicted Sean Diddy Combs of prostitution-related offenses, but acquitted him of the more serious racketeering conspiracy offenses. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo says the jury got it right enough.
It's a great victory for Sean Combs. It's a great victory for the jury system.
But Combs was denied bail and will remain in jail ahead of his sentencing originally set for October. The judge agreeing to move that earlier, but has not yet set a date. Brian Koberger changing his story, now pleading guilty to killing four University of Idaho college students in the fall of 2022, and a deal that will have him serving four consecutive life sentences, but will spare him the death penalty. A shooting at the Oglethorpe Mall in Savannah, Georgia. Three people with what are being called non-life-threatening injuries. The police chief saying it was not random. At least 15 people on board injured after a small skydiving plane went off the runway at a southern New Jersey airport Wednesday afternoon. This is ABC News.
A doubleheader in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Mets tonight in Game 2 of their doubleheader at Citibank Field in Queens. In Game 1, home runs today for the Brewers by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins with his fifth of the season. Then, top of the sixth, bases loaded. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with his second at bat.
There's a drive deep into left field, and it is a grand slam for Joey Ortiz.
And then some. The Brewers have blown it open in the sixth inning.
It was Ortiz's first career grand slam as the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Did it help they held the Mets to just two hits?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season reaching viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers and storms ending. Partly cloudy skies through the overnight as temperatures drop into the mid-60s. Light winds. Thursday, mostly sunny skies. A light northeast breeze. Highs in the lower 80s. Could see a few showers and storms. It'll be hotter on the 4th. It's 69 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Keep the car in the garage. Learn about the Bayshore Bicycle Club with Brian Mittig and the Green Bay Transit with Andrea Bolin. Join me.
Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all our friends will be drinking all our beer.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, July 2nd. Celebrate and get the 4th of July festivities underway early here on the All Ball Show. Somers has brought in the polka band. Fantastic job.
I think we could all use a little bit of lightheartedness.
Could not agree more. Could not agree more. Speaking of, our friends Jane Matinair and Greg Bach of the great program Matinair on Air every morning from 9 until 11 are going to be joining us here week after next on the road. We're back on the road. Going to be great. I'm going to be Zomers and I'm very happy about this, by the way, because I'm privileged and fortunate enough to go all over Wisconsin on these great on the road shows. And Zomers does yeoman's work just getting the job done back here at the studio, you understand? Well, now we heard from the 12th floor today that Zomers gets to go along with me to Racine next Tuesday.
So, I mean, we'll still be in a studio, right. but I will be somewhere besides this yeah, chair.
Right. You get out on the road a little bit. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy one of those great C&H Kringles right down the street. Yeah,
well, those are delicious.
We'll have it'll be a Lollapalooza of Kringle down there in Racine next Tuesday. So that'll be great. Zomers and I, not next Tuesday, Tuesday after next. And then Jane, Greg, and I are going to pack up the VFW bug. Not really. And we're going to hit the road. We're going to be in Oshkosh, by gosh, for a preview of the big EAA museum and fly-in. And then we're going up to, Jane's been adamant about getting to Butternut, Wisconsin. I believe that we're going to do the show from a beautiful art studio in Butternut.
Is that so?
Yes. And then on Friday, we're going to be in Hayward. Lots of things going on in Hayward. Among them, the World Lumberjack Championship. Also, a Native American powwow. And we're going to be doing, we have our own little amphitheater. Right across from our sister station, we had WBZH is the talk station, Hayward, and Muskie 101 is the music station, and there's an outdoor pavilion, I'll use the word to be fancy, right across the street, and Jane and Greg and I are going to be out of doors, so bring your lawn chair, bring a beverage, and sit there, and Jane 9 until 11, and Greg, and then our show from 2 until 4.
Definitely a BYOBT. You know, bring your own beer tent. We will not have one provided.
No, definitely no. Please follow all laws. Oh, Jeff on watching this on YouTube corrects me. I'm sorry. The Kringle place in Racine is O and H, not C and H.
I didn't think C and H sounded right, but I wasn't sure what it actually
sugar.
Was.
You understand that? It's the mark. See, people know me, say, Todd, you're a person that works in media and you're the most susceptible person we know to marketing and media. And they're absolutely right. You understand? It's because I keep, you're probably too young, but back in the day, it was a big Hawaiian because, you know, sugar cane for Hawaii. And so it was, you know, C and H. Grown in the sun, from Hawaii, grown in the sun. If you cook, if you bake, for goodness sakes, you CNH, CNH, that's the one.
Yeah, I've definitely never heard that.
And then I'm not sure if it was Saturday Night Live or somebody else who did a spoof on that, and it was PNH for preparation H, and it was if you itch, if you ache, for goodness sakes, use PNH.
Oh my gosh,
preparation H, that's the one. So thank you. Thank you, Jeff. I was thinking of the sugar, not the Kringle. So it's O&H Kringle. They're a great sponsor, I believe, of WRJN, our station down there in Racine. So I'll buy some Kringle next Tuesday after next.
In Hawaii,
oh, here we
our
go.
Children grow up with the sugar cane. B&H.
B&H.
Pure cane sugar.
Pure cane sugar.
From Hawaii.
From Hawaii.
Growing in the sun.
All right. That was fantastic. Well done pulling that up. It brings back nostalgia for those of us from the 70s and 80s. And it was like pretty as beautiful Hawaii. So the whole idea was by using CNA sugar, you are transporting you and your family to the beautiful Hawaiian sugarcane fields, which on television ads look beautiful next to the ocean. And I'm sure they're terribly dingy or whatever. But it was radio of the mind, Zomers. That used to be a thing.
You mean theater of the mind?
That's it.
Yeah, gotcha.
But no, but we use radio and you create a, because, you know,
right.
Now we have streaming and all this, you know, those visuals. But back in the day, you had to use your mind.
You had to paint a picture verbally.
Paint a picture, yes. Absolutely. So there you go. So that's going to come up. We're going to be on the road. Looking forward to that. Here now, and this has been classified documentation, which we were able to obtain and we share with you because we want to thank you, our listeners, for our big text to win contest here recently. And it was a big contest. And the big winners were you, our audience, those two great prize giveaways, getaways to Door County and the Bear Boudel's area, along with a three-way blender and brewer tickets. There were a lot, all kinds of, I guess the blender was a couple of times ago.
Yeah, no blender this time.
But yeah, great prizes won by all. Want to thank our great team here to put all that together. And so, as in the past, we were pitted against our friends, Jane and Greg, on Matt and Aaron Air. And the last time around, they whooped our posteriors. And so they won so big that the folks here on 12th floor said, we're going to retire Jane's text to win jersey for a minute. And so, Todd, we're pitting you against nationally syndicated progressive talk show host, radio show host Tom Hartman, who comes on for 3 hours before us. And, you know, he talks about politics and he sells crypto and lockboxes and all kinds of good things. And then we come on. And I thought, well, there's no way. You know, the guy is like, he has like the number 7 or 8 ranked radio show in America. In America, I understand. And so they said, well, no, Todd, we're going to put you up against him. And so now the results are in and we can share with all of you the top 3 place finishers. In number 3. Our friends John and Gordy of the John and Gordy Show here in Madison, WMDX. In number 2, a close second place finish, our friend Maggie Dawn of the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show comes on after us every afternoon from 4 until 6. And at number 1 in the Text to Win contest, somehow Zomers and I have managed to squeak it out and back on top. So thank you all. Thank you all. The credit goes to all of you for listening and texting in. And have no fear, there's going to be another great big text to win contest coming up in the fall. All kinds of ways for you all to win more. So download the Civic Media app right now on your Apple or Android device and be ready.
And in the meantime, we still have free ticket Fridays for the rest of the Brewers baseball season.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Tom Hartman, if this were a horse race, neither win, placed, or showed. Did not win, place, or show. But we're very appreciative, you understand, of our listeners for putting us back on top. Thank you very much. We appreciate each and every one of you. Let's go to the phone lines. Quickly, Mark and Perrin-Sack been holding on for a while. I appreciate you holding on because I wanted to get through our what's worse, Mark. But you wanted to go back to the story we talked about at the top of the hour. 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orten getting salty when a young journalist questioned him about, are you being led around by the nose, Republicans, by Donald Trump on this budget? And he got salty, swore at this, and said, no, we're not a bunch of little witches. Since I'm not using the direct quote, I won't use the word he said, but folks can only imagine. Mark, what say you?
Well, Derek Van Orten is just a punk, and he's been a punk his entire life, I think. And, you know, picking on, you know, he's really brave when it comes to picking on picking on girls or people that can't defend themselves. But, you know, I'm just surprised that that girl in the library, I'm just surprised her father didn't go and have a discussion with Mr. Van Odwin about what he had said. And, you know, we're coming up on the 4th of July, and I think, you know, it pays for all of us to turn back to the Declaration of Independence and look through the list of indictments against the King of England and compare those to some of the crimes that Donald Trump has committed. I mean, he's incited insurrections against us. He's kept amongst us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. You know, you just read through the whole thing. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out of our substance. What is that other than ICE?
Yeah.
It is just deeply disturbing. And with a little bit of adjustments, virtually all the indictments against the King of England that we have in our Declaration of Independence are one of our foundational documents, one where we declared ourselves a free people. You know, that not necessarily establishing ourselves as our basis of laws as a nation, but establishing ourselves as a free people. Those indictments apply almost 100% against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And the people need to recognize that.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. I only say it about 30 times a day, more or less, if you want to call in. Jobbers, over your life, I mean, you were about half the age, but would you consider yourself a cheap date? When you've gone on a date, are you a cheap date or are you more an expensive date?
I am definitely a cheap date. For me, the most important thing is spending time with a person that you care about or are trying to get to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to go out to a steak dinner. I don't even need to go out. If we just stay home and watch a movie and eat, I don't know, ramen, I'll be happy.
I ask you because here now, I want to get into this a little bit. Andrew Solander from Axios, who is a congressional reporter, gives us some details, some background on this story I want to get to from TheHill.com. Headline, Democrat calls Murkowski cheap date over whaling tax carve-out.
Not in that way, I'm not.
I love every part of this, by the way. So the budget passed, U.S. budget passed the U.S. Senate. Now it's in the House, trying to round up votes there. But Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, had said, no, I'm not going to vote for this. Well, at the end, she caved. And they're calling her now, Democrats are calling her a cheap date. Here's the background on this from Andrew Solander from Axios. Says, anybody knows the Jim McGovern lore knowers will understand how brutal an insult this is coming from him. So here is the background on this. This happened when back in the House, all right? It says the debate on whether to try to extract concessions from Speaker, or then Mike Johnson, and former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy before him has raged among Democrats throughout this Congress, even as Democrats coalesced around saying Johnson at a closed-door meeting on Tuesday with Representative Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, argued they shouldn't be, quote, cheap dates going forward. So this was back when they were trying to pass a budget when Republicans are in charge, but they needed a couple of Democratic votes. And McGovern's like, well, look, we shouldn't be cheap dates. The phrase that came to personify an emerging stance that there is definitely growing pressure to use the leverage we obviously have. People want to make sure that we're not going to be a cheap date, said Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland. All right. Representative Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, told Axios, quote, I voted to table, but I'm not a cheap date. So we will revisit this thing again when we have to. What they're saying. Quote, I'm not a cheap date, House Rules Committee Ranking Member Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, said on his votes on a motion to vacate. This is about the vacating the chair, you know, McCarthy and Johnson, signaling that his support would come at a cost. At a cost. So we've seen this before. And now Democrats are turning the tables. And they're calling Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska a cheap date. How cheap is she? We'll tell you after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm a cheap date.
as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, and James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather, followed by our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, all over today's Brewer, the first of a doubleheader. They had to postpone last night's game because of weather in New York against the Mets. And so they played the first game. Freddie Peralta gets the win of the 7-2, I think was the final score of the first game. The Brewers play the second game of a doubleheader against the Mets, starting around 5-something this afternoon with a pregame show. And then the Miz, Mizorowski, on the mound for the Brewers. How about that for a doubleheader? I listened to the pregame show earlier today on the first game. And Pat Murphy, Brewers manager, says, I coached the minor leagues a long time. I never had this kind of a pitching opportunity to have two guns like Peralta and Mizorowski in a doubleheader. So he was pretty happy. He was pretty happy. So we'll see if the Brewers can complete the doubleheader sweep tonight, later this afternoon, and tonight across many of our stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then at 4 o'clock, it'll be followed by those news, weather, sports updates. It'll be the Maggie Dawn program from 4 until 6. Sorry for the stuttering and stammering there. I was trying to see, I believe there's a guest host today. Is that right, Zombers? I was just trying to get the right person. Anyway, it's the Maggie. The important thing is the Maggie Dawn Show. It's always great no matter who is hosting, so stay tuned for that. And then following that is our friend Pete Schwabba and Conrad with Nightlight from 6 until 8. Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio and then Rick Smith Across America, a great show. So before the break, we were talking about, trying to put it into context here, this story on from The Hill. Say Democrat calls Murkowski a cheap date. Murkowski, pardon me. My pictures of my senators mixed up. Murkowski a cheap date over a whaling tax carve-out. And the context was that when Republicans were trying to ask Democrats for help in saving Mike Johnson, McGovern, the Democrat, said, look, we're not a cheap date. If you want something from us, you gotta give us something for it. We're going to hold out. Now, according to The Hill, Congressman Jim McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, quipped that Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican of Alaska, was, quote unquote, a cheap date for voting for President Trump's giant tax cut and spending package, seemingly for a tax break for fishermen due to a House Rules Committee hearing during a House Rules Committee hearing yesterday. The comment came after Representative Joe Negus, Democrat of Ohio, asked House Ways and Means Chair Representative Jason Smith, Republican of Missouri, about a new tax cut break for whalers and fishermen. It was one of many Alaska-specific items that were added to the bill in the final weeks. Quote, are you talking about allowing someone that uses a harpoon to detect the cost of that harpoon or deduct the cost of that harpoon? That's correct. That's included, Smith responded. It's a business expense. So let me get this straight. Lisa Murkowski sold out her vote on the entire budget to let whalers deduct the cost of their harpoons. Negus interrupted, says, it's a tax break. Smith says it's a business expense that was capped at $10,000 and now they can deduct it. Up to $50,000, right? The Democratic congressman said, which the Republican chair said, yes, that's right. The Democrat asked, why was it added? I think we all know, right? While seemingly smiling and referring to Murkowski, who was initially a no vote on the bill, but flipped. After a grueling last-minute negotiation, she sealed the deal as the crucial 50th vote for Republicans. Smith, the chair, Republican chair, said, you'd have to talk to the senators. He wasn't going to out her. McGovern, a ranking member of the House Rules Committee, later interrupted Negus and asked that the addition of the bill, to ask if that addition to the bill was all it took, quote unquote, for Republicans to get a yes from Murkowski. Is that all it took? He asked. The Republican chair said, quote, I'm not sure. McGovern says, boy, quote, boy, she's a cheap date. Unquote.
That is brutal.
The bill, which passed the Senate on Tuesday and now heads to the House, creates a tax exemption for fishers in Western Alaskan villages and a separate provision that gives some whaling captains in the state the ability to deduct $50,000 from their expenses, a five-fold increase. Murkowski said on Tuesday the process that led her to vote for the bill was, quote, agonizing, unquote, noting that she hopes more will be done to improve the bill. She also said that she, quote, struggled mightily, unquote, with the potential impact of cuts to Medicaid and supplemental nutrition assistance programs of vulnerable populations. In other words, SNAPs, food stamps.
Look how easily she folded to big whalers. Right.
She said, this is probably the most difficult and agonizing legislation 24-hour period that I have encountered. And I've been here a while. And, you know, I've got a few battle scars underneath of me, Murkowski told reporters.
I was going to say,
if you want to know what politics is, if you want to know the epitome of a sellout, if you want to know the epitome of why people hate politicians so much, no further than Lisa Murkowski, who is, in fact, as it turns out, a very cheap political date.
Absolutely.
That may be the best story of the week so far. Well done by The Hill. You can find it all at TheHill.com. Great show today. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow. Happy birthday, Patrick. I'll be on his show tomorrow and jumping out of a cake. Cannot wait for that. Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Michelle Vasquez from Planned Parenthood. Zombers as well, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll be back with a live show tomorrow, updating you with Dan Schaefer, our political editor, on the state budget. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A judge has denied bail for Sean Combs. This after the jury reached a split verdict Wednesday, finding Combs guilty of two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, but not guilty of RICO and two counts of sex trafficking. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo.
You saw that the Southern District of New York prosecutors came at him with all that they had. They're not stopping, but one thing stands between all of us and a prison, and that is a jury of 12 citizens.
Brian Koberger Wednesday pleading guilty to fatally stabbing four students at an off-campus house in Moscow, Idaho in November 2022. House Republicans working into the wee hours Thursday to secure enough votes to open debate on President Trump's massive tax cuts and spending package. Mall shooting in Savannah, Georgia Wednesday. The mayor says all three people who were shot have non-life-threatening injuries. This is ABC News.